It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers today, live from the seventh floor at Ford Field. And Tim, I've been here now, I think this is my fifth time coming to broadcast a Lumen Christi game at Ford Field, and this is, I think, the fifth different location that I broadcast from while we're here. And they shift us around all the time. Talk to somebody who's here, who's been here every time I've been here, and I think he told us something like 29 years with the team here.
Yep.
He said they've been moving stuff around here consistently over the years, just up here on the seventh floor, and it's been good every time. So that's the coolest thing, is that nothing, no complaints. It's just lovely to be up here. It's great to be at Ford Field, the home of the Detroit Lions, and they have the week off this week, so we do get still football from Ford Field, and it's going to be good football, it looks like, too. The Lumen Christi Titans coming in, ranked number 2 in Division 6 in the state, a 5-3 record, but it's a misleading 5-3 because it's the toughest schedule I've ever seen a high school team play, where week in and week out they're playing somebody who's ranked, somebody who's often from a division or two higher than them, and they've come out and played great in all the games, and even the losses were not, you know, they didn't get blown out. They didn't get manhandled by any of these teams. They come out and hold their own, and they've managed to win 3 straight, including a 27-12 win on the road at Traverse City St. Francis, who going into that game was ranked ahead of them in Division 6. So the Titans have just continued to power through the schedule, got to a 5-3 record, and you know, there's a lot made about the playoff points and the change, where you used to have to win 6 games to get into the postseason, and now they, you know, they changed it up. So Lumen could conceivably go through this difficult schedule they have, lose 5 games and still get in, you know, be one of the few teams with a chance to win the state championship with a losing record. But instead, with a win today, they get to that 6-win threshold and likely end up having the most playoff points in Division 6 to go into the Selection Sunday this week.
Yeah, that's actually very impressive, because those who don't know, the actual school size is Division 7. They have opted to play in Division 6. And like you hinted, they played Division 3 schools this season. But with that being said, those close losses and in those successful Division 3 schools, their points are quite high for the playoffs.
Yeah, so with a win today, Lumen would be in first, would not have to travel in the playoffs until the semifinals. So that, you know, I'm rooting for that, because we love to have a few home playoff games for the Titans, especially as the weather changes. You don't have to hit the road.
A little less travel.
Yeah. Titans, with a loss, they would likely be third in playoff points and would have Almont and Belding ahead of them. And for anybody familiar with the top 10 rankings in Division 6, Lumen Christi is second. Almont's ahead of them in the rankings, but comparison, I'll take the Titans' schedule to be much tougher than Almont's, and of course, if they end up playing, well, then that'd be a fun matchup in the state finals if it worked out that way. You know, we'll see how that all hashes out by tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
Today, though, it's all about this game, and the Titans come in again on a 3-game winning streak. Oh, just playing well, and, you know, that. I've said it before, I don't think they're as dynamic in some individual positions, quarterback, running back specifically, as they have been in the past, but what they are is good everywhere. And that's not to disparage Benny Gaston or the running game in any way for the Titans. Just, you know, you had Timmy Crowley, played great quarterback, Cadell Williams come out and have some record-setting days, including the state championship last year. So this is just a team that's good across the board, and they play very hard. And that was even some of the inside Lumen folks that I talked to. They say, you know, it's just this team just plays so hard. They take no plays off. They go out and outwork other teams. And so you can make up for a lot of discrepancies by being a harder working team and a more disciplined team. And I think that's Lumen Christie's number one thing I would credit them for being good at this year and every year, is that they tend to be the most disciplined football field on the team.
Yep.
Most disciplined football team on the field.
I gotcha.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, well, that's the thing about having a coach that's been there for that long, and you have kids coming up through the system all the way into the middle school and the JV programs. There's some expectations. Everybody knows what they're doing, when they're supposed to do it, and they get up to this level, and it's no different. You've been doing it for that long. So even without those dynamic players that they've had in the past, they still know what they're doing, and they're still very well coached.
Yeah, the we think about it, I think it's great in NFL franchises when they can do it. College programs benefit. It's that consistency of having the same staff, the same program being run year after year, and Lumen Christie certainly has that. And so these kids who come from the school district from the start are, you know, doing a lot of the same things and committing to muscle memory and to just default some of the plays, some of the skills in this program for a long time. And yeah, they're going to come out here and try to show it again. Catholic League Prep Bowl. This is a big exhibition, and taking on the Centerline team that comes in. This is no pushover team. They're 7-1 overall, 4-1 in their conference. Their only loss was to a Marine City team, a 6-2 on the year, but 5-0 in that league. And they lost it though, 50-14. So was that a lapse? Do they wilt in big games? I guess we'll see that today. They did beat Warren Lincoln 28-20 last week, and I think the noteworthy statistic I thought for center line was at 32.7 points per game.
Yes,
and so they do know how to score the football, and I look for that to be something that they might, if their offense can connect, can be aggressive against Lumen. Well, then that might be to their benefit. I think Lumen's a team that likes to get out in front, control the clock, play from in front. But if Centerline were able to get a couple quick scores up, they might have a chance to just stay a step ahead of the Titans today.
Watching the warm-ups for a little bit here, their quarterback seems to be very capable of most of the throws downfield. So we'll see if that's going to play into the game plan for the Titans.
Yeah, just thinking about the playoffs again, Titans with the second most points in D6 currently. They would go to be number one. Meanwhile, Centerline 13th in playoff points in Division 4. And just looking at Division 4 really quick looks tough.
Yeah.
D4 is going to be tough in the playoffs this year. You got Chelsea in there. You got, I think, Harper Woods is in that division, so that's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back more from Ford Field. The Titans getting set to take on the Panthers of Centerline. On WKHM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Back in three on WKHM.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers live at Ford Field. The professor, Brian Haynes, on assignment today. Actually, I don't know where he is. Not here.
I'm not sure either.
That's all I know. But we're glad to be here, Ford Field, home of the Detroit Lions. Big day today for football on WKHM. Of course, we have this Lumen Christi Centerline game that's going to kick off soon. And then 6:30 tonight, pregame coverage for the University of Michigan Wolverines and the Michigan State Spartans. If you want to catch a little early pregame, the MSU coverage on 101.9 FM, they start about a half hour earlier. They need an extra 90-minute pregame for those Spartans. Titans coming out of the tunnel and about to break through the banner, as is their tradition. They were kind of delaying for a minute to kind of all group through the banner, and then it just kind of broke on its own almost. But yeah, they're ready to go. Green jerseys, gold helmets, gold pants for the Titans. And centerline, all white with red helmets and red numbers as we get set to match up here very soon. The countdown is on, and we'll be ready to kick off before you know it. The officials are out on the field. And we'll be I'm expecting a good one today, Timmy. And the players come out with so much energy when they get to this point in the season. You get to go out in this situation. And it's interesting, I was mentioning before the game, you go to Lumen Christi and the stands are full. It's packed. Yep. The home stand's always full. And then you got people down in the end zones a little bit. There's people
stand
on
along
the fence.
Yep.
Yeah. So you come into Ford Field and it's mostly empty. Even with a pretty good, and Lumen Christi travels as well as any school in the area for us. And it feels pretty empty in it with a crowd even that would still pretty much fill up the stands over on Spring Arbor Road. So
that's still quite a few people out here. And I'm actually kind of surprised by Centerline. I had to look it up. I wasn't exactly sure where they were.
Location,
it is.
Yeah.
It's 20-minute drive straight north from here.
So 20 minutes. That's taking a Michigan Center game and traveling out to
Leslie or something.
Yeah.
And I don't see as many as their fans here. I'm not quite sure. We got a minute to go. before kickoff.
Running a little late, running a little behind, maybe. But yeah, the Titans ready to go. Actually, where we met up to make the trip out here, I ran into a quartet of Titans insiders, let's call them, and. They said the Centerline team looks like they're pretty good. I think it's going to be interesting for us here. Let's go ahead and take another three-minute break here in the pregame. When we come back, we'll kick it off. WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. We'll kick it off.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
In an instant, a vehicle accident can change your life. I'm Larry Falzon with Wygod and Falzon, your trusted personal injury attorney that will fight for you after you've been in a car or motorcycle accident. With decades of experience, we've secured millions in settlements for accident victims and fight the insurance companies so you can focus on healing. And you don't pay any fees until we win. Injured in an accident? Call me, Larry Falzon, at 877 to get paid. Losing is not an option.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Rico.
Anthem played here at Ford Field. And we are just about ready to go. Final huddle here on the sideline here. Titans adding a little JV to their roster here today. So the team looks, the numbers look great.
They look about 80 kids down there.
A couple buses worth of travel, no doubt, and ready to go here for the CHSL Prep Bowl 2025 from Ford Field.
And you kind of wonder, some of the fans that are here might already be looking for their parking spots coming up at the end of November.
Yeah, it's been a tradition now for the Titans, and I'm sure there's just about, I mean, short of the anybody from the JV who's maybe part of the roster for the first time, all these kids that are seeing minutes have played on this field before.
Yep.
And now with the Catholic League coming up here once a year, at least for this event, but making three straight trips up here for the state finals as well. Titans familiar with the facilities here at Ford Field, no doubt, and they'll be kicking off to get things started as center line back to return. Decent numbers here for the center line team. I'm noticing quite a few underclassmen as a part of the roster and a lot of juniors. But going out and having a 7-1 regular season and, you know, punching your ticket into the playoffs at this point and feeling like this game is just one where you want to go out and win, you know, maybe help your playoff standings a little bit, your playoff points, especially with a win over a nice record like Lumen Christi. But this is a D4 team playing a D6 team, legitimately a D7 team for Lumen. Yep. And center line, you kind of feel like you should be the favorite when you come out here. And they'll have a chance to prove it here on offense for the first time. And I think they probably maybe feel good about being on offense to start and go out and get something started. Fielding at the 21 and making a move through the line and on his feet and just tripped up at the 45 before we had a foot race. On the return there, number 8 is Anton Davenport. So kind of a squibby kick down to the 21.
He knew what to do with it. He found that crease and just took off.
Yeah, just taking, again, kind of a shot from behind that got his momentum going forward, and he lost his footing. But good return, great field position here at the 48-yard line on their near midfield, their side of the 50. Shotgun formation and a handoff on first down. The Titans plugged up the middle. It bounces outside. He's going to maybe get a yard on the play, make a second down and 9 from the 49.
Good play from the weak side of the defense. Came over from Sean, was it Lewicki?
Wallicky.
Yeah, we'll get used to. What did I say?
Wallicky. It's fine, but no, Sean Wallicky is a guy who you get good at saying the name because we're going to be mentioning him a lot on the defense. He's very important to the Lima defensive team on the carry. Masai Ali passing on second down and caught into Lima territory at the 52, and that'll bring up third down and about 5 here. They're going to call it 6. And the Titan defense stays in that 4-3. A little penetration on the handoff. Hit right when he gets to the line, and that will not move the chains. Great tackling by the Lima defensive interior.
I think that was Wallicki got in there again.
Yeah, one of the captains here, Masai Ali, on the third down carry. And now fourth down, and we got about 7 here. No, they're going to say 6. Oh, they fooled me on the chain moving forward, that guy with the stick. But out of a shotgun, empty backfield now. Fourth down, big play already, it feels like, in this game. And looking to throw, he's got a man in the slot. Throw was behind him, but what an adjustment. And do they say a catch?
Yes.
They do.
Nice adjustment on the ball.
And I think that was Ali again.
Is it Mark Nunn? Made that great reception.
Mark Nunn, good. I want to make sure credit where credit's due because, again, a bad throw. He was wide open, but the throw behind him, and he adjusted, had to dive, kept him from actually turning that into a bigger game. First and 10 for centerline from the 40 or 35. Handoff to Ali, and the Titans swallow him up for a loss of 1. That'll be second and 11. Just a little run to the right, and so far the running game has been ineffective against the Titans' interior line. But we said in the pregame even, centerline does have a seemingly to get some good passing ability, yep. And they've got some quickness. You can tell that athleticism is there.
They tried to run that off tackle, and it was plugged up quite well by the defensive line.
Shotgun, 1 running back, 4 wide receivers rolling out to his left, and chased out of the pocket and brought down for the sack.
Yep, there's our guy.
Tremendous move there. Wallicki making another play in the backfield, and they're going to lose about 7 on the play outside of the 40-yard line, and let's call it the 43 for third down and 17 for center line. So, yeah, the Titans in the backfield quickly, and on the rollout move, I guess if he hadn't rolled out, he would have just been sacked earlier.
Yeah.
Shotgun again, and this time kind of a bubble screen to the receiver. It's high. He makes the catch, but has to come inside away from where the blocks were. And he'll get stopped for almost no gain. Matthew Fizia, the quarterback, threw that one a little high. And the adjustment, the play breaks down and another loss. And that'll bring up 4th and 17 and a punt.
Well read by the linebackers from Lumen Christie. Got out there a little quicker than probably the offense was expecting.
We tried to set up that wide receiver screen. That's all about getting out there quick and having numbers with your blocking over there. And when you pull him away from those blockers, the numbers game shifts in the favor of the defensive line, and they made that tackle with no problem. Punter now standing on his own 45-yard line. And there's the snap. It's good, but we'll get a flag coming in. Maybe a false start. Waiting for the signal.
I believe they're pointing towards the defense.
Yeah, smattering of applause.
Disconcerting act.
Disconcerting. I've never heard that play call. Still fourth down. They just give them 5 yards, so it's fourth and 12.
I wonder if that might be trying to get them to jump off sides or a false start, maybe.
Snap is low, and he tries to soccer kick it off the turf. It kept the Titans from recovering it, but there's a flag for that because the Titans, that maybe gives them an extra 8 yards. And so they'll get the football at the 39-yard line. And I guess that's not legal.
I'm not sure what the call would be.
Uncomfortable.
I don't think you should be able to just kick it off the ground.
Illegal kick.
Yeah.
Also, it is a spot. Yeah, it's a spot foul. So it's from the 49 on the Titans side of the field. We'll move them 5 yards to the 46 in the centerline territory. And Lumen Christie's offense will take the football for the first time today from the 46. We're scoreless so far. 7:54 to play first quarter. And Lumen Christie's offense will come out for the first time. Benny Gaston under center. And, gosh, a guy who's been coming into his own throughout the season, number 7 freshman, Aiden Gatewood looks to be in the backfield to start things here for the Titans. We've seen Sattler. We've seen a lot of different guys handle the football for the Titans. Gatewood is just kind of are they going to punt it again?
Oh.
So Gatewood in there. And deep to return is...
We're a little higher than normal.
Yeah. Well, and we're perpendicular to him. His number's not even visible, so they will punt again. And this time, the punter is back at the 33. And now, it would be awesome field position if they just gave him the football there when he tried to kick it away, the illegal kick, and there's the move.
Going. Okay. Oh, okay.
Titans declined the illegal kick to take the football. Just some miscommunication because they had been lined up for a while with nothing to do. So let's reset here. 7:54 to play first quarter. Scoreless game. Titans football not as good a field position as it looked like after the penalty. But hey, first and 10 from your own from your own 38 is not bad to start.
The 38-yard line is where it was downed after the illegal kick.
Exactly. Yep. So you decline the penalty. It's just where they get it. I form and Paul Sattler, the deep back, in motion, and they give to Sattler. Breaks a tackle. Strong run by Sattler. Just I-form halfback dive. He gets out to midfield. Ran over a guy to get there. 12 yards on first down. And the Titans move the chains already.
Dorian Massey for center line just kind of stood there and took the hit and just held on and kind of wrestled him down.
But we did have a flag down here, and they do get a false start against the Titans. So undo what was a really strong run for Paul Sattler. And a lot of those flags coming out. And all the flags right now today are pink.
I've noticed that, yeah. We wouldn't have known that hadn't we had such a smooth start to the game.
Yeah, right. It would have surprised us later on. But for now, first down at 15 now for the Titans from the 33-yard line. And they give to Sattler essentially the same play. Bounces outside, breaks a tackle to the 40. 45, spun down at the 45-yard line. That was a chance to stop him for no gain, and Sattler continues to run strong as he's done all year, and that'll get him out to the 45, second down at about 3 for Lumen Christie.
Number 10, Tristan Brewer, ended up taking him down. No, what did he get, a gain out of 11, 12 yards out of that?
Yeah, it was 15, that was 12 yards.
Yep.
Which is what he had in the first run. Before the penalty.
Further upfield.
And now they have Knopf on the sweep across. Turns it upfield. Going to get into Panther territory. Past the 45, down to the 43. And on the carry coming across there was Johnny Walters. Coming from that wing position. Sweep across to the left side. And again, a good gain again on second down rather for the Titans. And into center line territory.
That formation they had with their two wide receivers out on the right side. Blocking a little further downfield.
Titans break the huddle here. 6:20 to play first quarter, scoreless. First down for the Titans. Deep back is Sattler. They give to him again to the right side. Bounces outside. Still on the run. Gets the edge to the 30. 25, 20. And pushed out of bounds at about the 14-yard line. And Sattler just unleashing these big runs. Again, they start everything inside the line. That was maybe going to go off tackle and then just bounces off some contact, gets to the outside, and then it's a speed game. And Sattler winning that race most of the way. Titans with first and 10 from the 14-yard line, deep in centerline territory.
He was not touched downfield until it was Tristan Brewer pulled him down out of bounds. Which is saying something, because you're 15 yards downfield before you're even getting touched by a safety.
Yeah. This time it is Gatewood, the deep back. Sattler with a breather. And they give to Gatewood left side this time. Hit and continues to roll forward. You know, he's hit at about the 13 and still manages to carry it down to the 8-yard line. And that'll be second down and about four for Lumen Christie. 6 yards on first down for Aiden Gatewood, the freshman, who's been electric when they're able to get the football to him.
The kid has some really good size. You see him standing there in the huddle, and you wouldn't know he was a freshman just by standing there.
He stays in at the lone deep back here. Two receivers left for Benny Gaston, and in motion, the fullback slides in. They give to Gatewood. Tries to bounce outside, and there's a good tackle by centerline. A couple guys to get Gatewood down. Unable to get the first down. He gets about a yard, so it'll be third down and two for Lumen Christie.
A Marion Light came in here for centerline to get that tackle. They pulled the right guard, ran through the hole. It was blocked well, and then as that guard went back through, the hole closed up.
Now a big set for the Titans on third and short. Give us to Sattler, and he's going to march it all the way down to the goal line. Looked like he was going to get in. He went outside. If he slides inside, that's maybe a touchdown. Easy for us to say from seven floors up. But what
the opposite end of the field.
What it is, though, first and goal from the one for Lumen Christie. They get four tries at 6 points, and they've got the centerline Panthers on their heels. And it gives to Sattler, and he's untouched into the end zone for that yard. What a great job blocking for that right side of the offensive line through that whole drive. Just knew they could run right behind those guys, and he had 3 yards of space to get 1 yard.
Yeah, he was 2 yards into the end zone, and he just kind of stood there before he got touched.
Titans lead at 6-0. All of our touchdowns brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning this season. Of course, our full broadcast brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Field goal try coming up here for Wetzel. Hold is down. The kick is up. And that looks good from here. Officials agree. 7-0 Lumen Christie. 30-second commercial break, and we'll kick it off again. Titans lead 7-0 from Ford Field on WKHM. Get off.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
4 to go, first quarter. Titans lead at 7-0. And here's the second kickoff for Lumen Christie. This one, high end over end, going to get down to the 21. Fielded there, running to the right side, trying to get down around the edge there. Titans stretch it out, and he's going to go nowhere. He gets to the 25, maybe the 26 they'll give him. On the return was Darius Wallace, and it'll be first and 10 center line from the 27-yard line.
He ran 46 yards sideways to gain 5.
You know, sometimes I think they come out with that kind of play call to run it that way.
Yeah. They set up their blocking, but then when it goes that far to the sideline, you just get upfield and get what you can.
Sometimes it just falls apart because of the way the kick goes. Handoff on first down. That looked like it was going to go opposite side of the line off tackle, but the Titans defense was there. Nice job to adjust. They'll get 5 yards on first down. on the carry there from Wallace.
Isaac Mackey was a defensive end position with a nice strong tackle.
Shotgun again for center line. Three receivers, two backs in the backfield. Snapped, handed off, and looking to go right side. And this time, that is hemmed up for no gain. It'll be third down and five now for center line.
A lot of green jerseys on that tackle.
That carry Masai Ali on the carry. Yeah, it looked like just their mirror image reverse of what they had run the play before. Mm-hmm. Titans were on to it. Four wide now for Fizia. One back there with him. And he's taking his time on the play call. Maybe looking to get a jump. Back to pass. Out of the pocket. Got a man downfield. Caught.
Ooh.
Just over the outstretched hands of the underneath coverage. Decent coverage, but a good throw. And reeled in by Corday White. And a first down for center line. And, you know, I think they want to come out and commit to the run a little bit, but they definitely where they're going to find advantage against Lumen Christie is in this passing game. If they can get enough time, and he had time in the pocket, although that was pretty quick, three-step drop to the guy. Here's a pitch out. Well blocked on the edge. Getting out there, looking to use the speed. Turn the corner down to the 50, and forced out of bounds. Ooh. Was Masai Ali into that center line bench. We're getting a flag in late on the play, which may be a late hit out of bounds.
Yeah, I believe so. The defender kind of grabbed a hold and threw him out.
And so that looks like it'll go and add some extra yardage to the end of the run there for center line. I didn't catch the number.
I believe it was a 21. I'm not sure it was 21.
Nolan Hoff,
no.
Maybe blamed for the the play there. But nevertheless, they add on to the end of the run and centerline gets something going here. And I feel like that run is helped by the completion of the long pass on the play before. If the Titans know they have to at least be aware of that, gives them another dimension to worry about guarding.
That does soften the defense.
Now we got, again, shotgun, little offset pistol. And they hand it off. Wallace breaks a tackle, still on his feet, stretching down to the 30-yard line. With the penalty yardage, they are all the way down at the 35 in Titan territory. 5 yards on first down again here, and it'll be second down and five.
Brennan Brogan, first one there to make that stop. Yeah, a little bit of an inside run there. They kind of bounced it out, but successful run, 5 yards.
If you can get 5 yards on first down, it opens up the playbook a little bit, too, with the passing game, and their play action into the slot. Holds on, hit immediately. Nice job to come over and make a tackle again with Licky, but held on to the reception, and I believe that's Darius Wallace making the catch.
A quick slant.
And it'll be third down and about two here. And again, that was a ball that was a little high, but great hands. That's a couple of good adjustments by these center line receivers. And now we'll get four wide, three of them to the right side for Fizia out of the backfield. And takes the shotgun, hands off, trying to spread it out, trying to get that last 2 yards. They'll get about one, and they'll make it fourth down and two from the 28-yard line, or 27. Line to gain is at the 25, and here we go. They'll stay out on fourth down and short. Chance for the Titans to get off the field here. Again, they go with that three-wide set, or three to the right receiving set. Center line's doing what you see a lot of teams do out these days with kind of a no huddle, but they just kind of set up and let the coach read the defense, change the play if they need to. And Ali going to get the handoff. Great tackling by the Titans. Stopped him for a loss to 30 and a turnover on downs for center line.
Who was it? Well, there was a few there. I guess we could just pick who we wanted to. A few of those linebackers that were there quickly.
It was maybe, I don't want to call it a missed tackle, but he was able to dodge one guy, but it slowed his momentum, the running back, and the rest of the Titans came to rally and brought down for a loss. They're going to give him the 27, which was where the original line of scrimmage was on the play, so they didn't mark him for a loss. But first and 10 for the Titans, 27-yard line. Sattler's the running back. Gasson back to throw. Looking downfield, up the seams. Got a man all alone, Wes Learn. Nobody to stop him. Touchdown, Lumen Christie. Wes Learn with the catch and the run after. And from the 27-yard line, they go to the house.
Dead. Well, I don't know if you can get any more of a blown coverage than that. He probably had 20 yards in between him and anyone else closest. He kind of came from the slot position, just ran right down the seam. And my guess from my experience as a defensive coordinator, I should have been a linebacker covering him.
Just great play call for the Titans. And the kick just gets over the crossbar. And it's 14-0 Titans. Two touchdowns in this one for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning. We've got 21 seconds still to play in the first quarter. All Lumen so far. We're back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Nothing Titans, just 21 seconds left in the first quarter. Two scores, including a 73-yard touchdown reception for Wes Learned. And that kickoff, bouncing, it's loose. Titans have it. Not an onside kick by any stretch, but just a bloop kick that went over the head of one group and in front of the other group. He came through, mishandled it, took a hit. Ball St. Louis. Titans coverage team got it, and Lumen Christie football at the 25-yard line in centerline territory.
You don't see many kicks like that on turf. Bounce and just die. That's exactly what it did. It landed somewhere on the 30-yard line and just didn't bounce. And the deeper back just wasn't there in time.
Just at 9-iron from about 120 out, it just stopped and died. And around here, they go back to Walters. She has to beat a guy, gets away from him. So it went from a no gain to about 3 yards, and Johnny Walters taking that end around. And not a big gain, but positive yardage for the Titans. Second down at about 7 for Lumen Christie here.
Varnell McKinnon ran a long way. That was ball was spotted on this far or this close hash to us. He came from a long way to make that tackle.
First quarter's done. Titans lead a 14-0. Second down for them. When we come back, 60-second break on WKHM.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Gaston takes the snap, hands it off, and Amarion Clay breaks a tackle, still on his feet, rolled down close to the end zone, stopped at the one. Just, again, a straightforward handoff, but so well blocked for the Titans that Amarion Clay didn't have much to do. He's down the field 7-8 yards before he's touched. And then the smallest of the lead backs here for Lumen, but Amarion Clay ran strong and able to break a couple tackles and almost take it to the house on that second down play. So first and goal for the Titans. I think still Clay is the deep back. They get it to him, and he's going to take it over the line to gain. That's a touchdown, and they do signal. So we got replay probably here at Ford Field if they needed it, but Marion Clay was in. And Titans with a third score here in the first 12 minutes and 39 seconds.
So that offensive line, that's the key to these runs, obviously. Anybody who watches football and kind of understands it. But the way they get off the ball at the snap, that defensive line is just even a half second slower. Mm-hmm. You're already at a disadvantage, especially with the size that Lumen Christie still has up front. It's going to be hard to get them to move backwards when they already have the forward momentum.
Extra point attempt here with 11:21 to play second quarter. 20-0 Titans. Touchdown for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And extra point attempt. The hold is down and the kick is up. And again, not kicked wildly through, but always over the uprights and in the middle. 21-0 Lumen Christie. 30-second commercial break. We're back with more on WKHM live at Ford Field. 30-second.
At Double Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic, Dr. Brad Double brings Jackson a modern approach to healing using traditional chiropractic methods and advanced computerized adjusting instrument. We deliver safe, gentle, precise care, perfect for families, seniors, even those nervous about traditional chiropractic. Patients across Jackson are getting their lives back, free from pain, free to move, free to live. Isn't it your turn? Call Double Chiropractic today, because when your spine works better, your whole life works better. Double Chiropractic, and I'm Dr. Brad Double, healing Jackson one spine at a time, where Jackson goes to feel better, move better, and live better.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Boy, Tim Reimer, still 11:21 to play first half, 21-0. Lumen Christie out to a big lead. And that last touchdown was the benefit of just hustling on the kickoff coverage, as the kickoff just went over a guy's head and then just set down, and the Titans, of course, voraciously pursuing and got the loose football and able to take the football deep in centerline territory. Now the kickoff goes a little deeper. Wetzel put a little more into that, backing up to the 12. Returning it there is Wallace, going to the left side of the field. Now gets the breakaway up the middle. Now cuts it back out and then back in. A lot of movement there to get out to the 35. And again, that first kickoff to centerline looked like he had a chance to break it, and now Darius Wallace brings that one. Pretty good return out to the 34-yard line they're going to mark it.
We're going to have to see how centerline's offense responds, because obviously they didn't have that opportunity in the last kickoff. Mm-hmm. 21 points, one big play, and then one mistake on special teams. This game would be different.
Shotgun and handoff on first down. Into the line, has to bounce it back out. Now retreating, trying to get the edge. It's tough to do against the Titans. They pursue so well. And Clay with the tackle, and they're going to lose two on the carry. Back to the 32-yard line. Make it second and 12. And again, that was one where against lesser teams, the athletic Masai Ali can go into that hole. See, it's closed up, back it back out, and beat somebody to the edge. But the Titans pursue so well.
Clay did a good job staying with that, and he had a good grip on that jersey to bring him down.
It was maybe two or three spins before. That's a nice battle. So we go again with the spread set here with three receivers to the left for Fizia and centerline, and he'll hand off, and this time Ali able to bounce to the outside, continues to get to the edge. There's Clay again, bounces off, first down, and up to the 46-yard line before chased out of bounds, Ali, and they did spread it out, and that's the way that's supposed to look when they run those plays. He's in space, just getting a chance to sprint, and little by little bouncing his way down and up to the first down marker and into the 46-yard line, first and 10 for centerline.
That was a good job of reading all those blocks.
He
sees the backside of his receiver, and then he kind of kicks it back outside again.
Fizia shotgun. Hands off. This time the Titans in the backfield, and they'll bring down Wallace, the intended return man, or runner. And forward progress is going to keep it from being a much bigger loss, but they're getting it at the 39-yard line.
Will Licky there again.
Oh, are they bringing it way back?
Oh, they're going to mark him where he's down, not where he...
That looked like you were going to maybe get some forward progress there, but all the way back to the 37-yard line. So that'll make it second down and about 18.
That's as much of a passing formation as I've ever seen.
They run out of it too, but in this case, it feels like that's got to be a throw. Rolling out Fizia under pressure, and they'll get it. It's loose. That can be a fumble. I don't know if that'll be the call. Incomplete pass is possible, but
nope, they're calling it Titans.
You'd have to see a replay on that one to know. He didn't look like he had it up to throw at all. So unless he was trying some underhand stuff, that's another forced fumble and a turnover deep in centerline territory, and the Titans could add to this 21-0 advantage with 9:28 to play in the first quarter. Lumen Christi football on the centerline 28-yard line.
That aggressive defensive line for the Titans. And we got there even after the quarterback was rolling out.
Well, and we saw centerline have a little success on that kind of quick slant, three-step drop and throw. Mm-hmm. But as they try to roll him out, the Titans have been able to break contain and just go after him.
Well, we talk about that disciplined defense and as a team altogether pregame.
Titans set with a big set here. Deep back of Sattler. He makes a move one way, goes back left. Gets through the hole, lost his footing for a moment, able to regain and get past the 20 down to the 18-yard line. That's the line to gain, and a first down for Lumen Christi inside the red zone for centerline. Chance to score, stalking the goal here with 9:15 to play
Corday
in the second
White.
Quarter.
Corday White came from the linebacker spot to once again catch him as he's running by. We got some very strong running backs.
And again, the Titans blocking scheme is just holding up well. The offensive line is looking as good as I've seen them all year. And another misdirection. Three misdirections. Walter's coming around on the run. And I believe that was the number I saw from way up high. That's Sattler coming back through to get it.
Yep. I wish we had a replay on that one.
Yeah, so he faked an inside run.
Spun and then spun again.
And then the third was a coming back around, and I think that ended up being Walters on that carry. So it's second down and two, so 8 yards on that interesting play. Three different fakes, and that's what you can do when your line's holding the blocks. A play that takes that long to develop for centerline, that's a five-yard loss.
Yeah.
So far, the way the Titans have been penetrating. There's just a straight-up eye power run. And that's going to get the first down and take them down to the 5-yard line. First and goal for the Titans from there. That's Sattler again on the carry.
Centerline defense is in a 5-3, so they are leaving some of those gaps open off tackle. And Lumen Christi is definitely taking advantage of that.
Sattler with a breather here and actually discussing something with the trainer really quick. But that'll bring in Aiden Gatewood, first and goal from the 5 for Lumen Christi. We're at 7:38 to play first half and ticking down 21-0 Titans. Three touchdowns for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning so far here at Ford Field. Little play fake rolling out. Gaston looks to throw. He's got a man in the flat. Left it a little short and contact diving for it. Can't pull it in. Incomplete, and it'll be second and goal from the 5.
A little bit of pressure from the defense during that rollout kind of made him throw that a little quicker than he wanted to. He short-armed it.
Well, and you're Benny Gaston, and you're leading 21-0. Feel even a little pressure. So let me get this throw. He's open. Let me get this throw away. Even if I miss the throw,
yep,
nothing hurt. Second down.
Makes it real easy to play calls with a first and goal at the 5-yard line.
Big set. Pitch it out to Gatewood to the right side. He's going to go in untouched. Great blocking again for the Titan offense. And Gatewood takes it 5 yards untouched into the end zone, and it is 27-0 Lumen Christi. Boy, Gatewood just looks so smooth out there running and so fast. The future of the Titans running game looks pretty good.
Well, just wait. He might have a good off season. We'll be saying his name quite a bit next season.
The cabinet never feels empty here at Lumen Christi in the backfield. No. Paul Sattler kind of, we thought we were going to watch Amarion Clay a lot more this year, and Sattler kind of came out of nowhere and opened the season up with a huge game. That kick is going to go through, and it's 28-0. Sattler, Clay, Gatewood, it doesn't seem to matter who's running it. Titans score. 30-second break. Another kickoff coming up on WKHM. Score.
Experience local military history at Michigan's Military Heritage Museum, telling the stories and honoring Michigan's service members in peace and war, with exhibits ranging from pre-statehood through the War on Terror. The museum is operated on an all-volunteer basis and is always looking for items to help tell the story. Michigan's Military Heritage Museum in Jackson, near the corner of Wisner and Wildwood, open Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 4. This message is brought to you by Bailey Excavating.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
All right, we got 7:19 to play. Still first half, 28-0. All Lumen Christie so far. They've been able to capitalize on a couple mistakes, a couple turnovers, one on special teams, and give themselves short fields to play with. So the scoring has just come quickly and easily. This one, kickoff, the return guys run into one another, and Wallace paused a moment as he knocked down the other guy, who's still down on his backside. Wallace on the return only gets to about the 17, and that was Wallace and Ali both going for that high kick return, and they just ran into one another.
Kind of like a center fielder and a right fielder. Somebody's got to call for that ball.
Yeah, and that kind of feels like just trying to be aggressive, make plays.
Yep. You typically want that deepest return man to run up onto the kick,
right,
instead of running backwards to receive it.
Vizia takes the snap, gives off to Ali, who's still in the game, stays in, gets out to the 21-yard line. Now first down. That'll be second and six.
Tripped up by a shoelace by Walicki. Why is it such a struggle for me
today?
You
know, there's just sometimes names or words that have that effect.
Yep.
Give off again to Ali. He breaks a tackle in the secondary. Great job to make that tackle back there, because he made one big move and was off to the races. He gets the first down, but they kept him from breaking loose for a long score.
Clay was there to make that touchdown saving tackle.
Was it Clay on that?
I believe it was. Well, let me
the
let
only other that deep
yeah.
safety.
Oh
might have
well,
been
yeah,
it.
No, that was that Fitzpatrick.
Jack Fitzpatrick with a touchdown saving tackle. First and 10 for center line, and they're at the 33. And now we get a whistle in before they run the play. And substitution.
Yeah, and
oh, we had a delay of game call.
Okay.
But it's not against the QB. It was against a player on the team.
Yeah, I think the offensive linemen were switching out a couple of spots here or there. Maybe a little confusion.
Well, they still had a first and 10 from that spot. And on first and 10, they're going to lose two and make it second and 12. And they'll get that spot 31. Second and 12 from there. We're at 6:01 to play and ticking down here in the first half. 28-0 Lumen Christie. Four touchdowns for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Our entire broadcast today and throughout the playoffs. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. MinutemanSewer.com. They're there when you need them, man. Shotgun here on second and 12. Vizia looking to throw. He's got one-on-one on the edge. Throws it up, and the receiver never found it. Thank good for his good luck for him, because the defender never found it, and so it just hit him. Both of them had a chance at it.
The wide receiver, Corday White, for centerline, just kind of turned to look back towards the quarterback, but the ball was already in the air. And it kind of fell harmlessly in between the two players.
Yeah, whoever might have been able to see it would have had a chance to catch it. Very catchable ball, and White could have made an adjustment. Now it's third and 12, and Fizia's wondering, hey, what do I do with this football? I got to get it out of there quick. He had one-on-one, and usually you feel okay about that. Empty backfield, five wide. Fizia is going to look to throw, goes into the slot. Ali makes the catch, and tripped up. He'll get out to about the 45. He should have enough to get the first down, and they do move the chains. So they really rely on Masai Ali the junior here. We do have a flag in the way in the backfield, and that's going to be a personal foul against the Titans, roughing.
Mm.
And so that's going to tack on a little extra distance at the end of the play for center line. And, you know the Titans are not, the coaching staff's not going to be happy about that kind of stuff. Yeah. I didn't see it, and again, we have a monitor up here, but we're not getting replay. 65 called for that, and it's
Luke Anderson.
Automatic first down, they get into Titan territory, they'll put it at the 42. So center line making some moves here.
I'm not sure what the difference is for college or pros to high school, but you get about two steps before you can hit that quarterback.
And Fizia did get it out of there quickly, so any hit would have probably had to come late. Hands off to Ali, trying to get to the right edge. Cuts it inside and takes it inside the 40 to the 39. About 4 yards on first down, second and six.
Willicki again, coming from that linebacker spot.
I know it feels like, all right, you might be able to get past the D-line, but you're not going to be able to get past Willicki today.
Nope.
Really great pursuit from Sean. And I do feel like Ali has, through the course of this game, gotten a little better, getting a little more comfortable out there and getting a little more rhythm running the football. They're going to split him out wide on this play, so I'd look for him to be a target as they clearly trust him on the offense. Fizzy takes the snap. He's going to keep running to the right side, and that's ill-advised. Going to lose a yard back to the 40. So we'll call it third down and eight right now.
Keegan Grandy, that seemed like one of those plays where you've seen it on film before and you just knew it was coming. And he read it and played it beautifully.
Yeah, I don't love those like outside runs to the short side of the field. That clearly wasn't planned to be speed. That was supposed to give them an advantage, more blockers than there were tacklers, but they weren't able to hold that line spot. And the Titans defensive line doing a great job penetrating this blocking scheme and making everything tough on center line right now. They got a bunch formation to the left. Now one guy splitting out way left. Third down and eight. Rolling left is Fizia. He's going to get chased. Hit as he throws and up high. Nearly picked off. Definitely knocked down. And I think we have Nolan Huff on the coverage. Fourth down.
Yep. They were trying to get that to Ali again.
And Fizia did take a hit on that one, and that was clean. It was just as he released the football. So under pressure. And you could see right when they start rolling out, that defensive end was in the backfield with him. And another guy coming to chase him from behind. We get a timeout from center line on fourth down. Let's take a 30-second break. 3:27 to play in the first half. 28-0 Titans. Big fourth down for center line when we come back.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
It is just a call away.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers here at Ford Field. 3:27 to play first half. All Titans so far, 28-0. And if you're looking for more high school football this afternoon, 2:45 pregame, 3 o'clock scheduled kickoff, Michigan Center and Hanover Horton in the Cascades Conference Championship game live from Michigan Center High School. You hear that on K105.3 today with Connor Dockery and Mark W. Daly. Snap and looking to throw. Hit as he releases it. Overthrows everybody. And incomplete on fourth down. Turnover on downs. Titans take over. And Fizia just let that one go and maybe glad he overthrew it as much as he did. That receiver was in double coverage,
yep.
And that was going to be tough to complete.
I wish my glasses worked a little bit better way up here. I couldn't really see who made the hit on him. That defensive line they've been getting in all game real quick. But Centerline had a good solid drive there. Took some time off the clock, hoping to get
helped
something
by a
out
couple
of that.
Penalties. Yeah, Marion Clay coming across on a sweep, play action fake, and downfield caught. Missed the tackler, staying on his feet, still running, still chugging. 5-2 end zone touchdown. Johnny Walters makes the catch, splits three guys to get. They had one guy to beat. That guy grabs on, and Walters just kept working and chugging. I bet he just carried that guy 15 yards to the end zone.
It was a 15-yard line. He had caught it, and once the defender got a hold of him, he just fought him off.
Wow. Great throw. Gaston hasn't missed either with two long touchdown passes. That one's a good 60 yards.
That was as much of an individual effort as you can get from one player down the field.
And extra point is up, and it's good. That touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning with 3:08 to play, 35-0. Lumen Christie here at Ford Field. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Oh, Wetzel's leg doesn't fall off having to kick off all these times. Here we go again. That's a good one, too. That stays in the air. They don't collide. Ali gets it about the 13, running to the right side. Tries to turn, change directions, and down there to get him is Gatewood. And he'll get it to the 21. That's where Centerline will try again with 3 minutes to play first half.
Well, let's see what they do. My guess is throw it.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of has been clear that they're going to need to, although you want those possessions to last, give your defense a chance to rest and everybody to kind of take a break, but the running game has been finding it tough. It's tough sledding, I guess. I don't even want to say this.
The last failing possession they had, they did have a couple of good runs downfield. They got 10, 15 yards on a couple of those runs. But like you said, the penalties did help them also.
Shotgun for Fizia. Two guys in the backfield with him. He play action fakes and keeps. Actually, that's a QB change, I think. Corday White took that snap.
Yeah.
So if you're, as we were kind of anticipating, maybe they would throw their way downfield. Maybe a change of game plan and White taking the carries.
Well, I guess you would have an advantage of an athlete taking the snap every time, whether he can throw it or run it.
Hands off this time to Ali, tries to bounce it outside and again faces some Titans in the backfield.
Who's that? Is that Burgess that got that?
That is Broden Burgess.
Yeah.
Back there making that stop and for loss. I guess they give him the original line of scrimmage. Third down and 10. Down to 2 minutes in the first half. Corday White looking for the call from the sideline.
Not much of a hurry with these play calls.
No.
But then again, 35 points.
Uncertainty. Wallace will bounce to the outside receiver. They switch those spots. And now we'll get a timeout from center line. Delay of game had to be an issue coming up. So we stopped the clock at 1:33 with a timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout break here. Stay with us at the half. MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment, and we'll run down some of the scores from yesterday and take a look at the playoff picture for some Jackson area teams. 30-second break, and we'll continue this one on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. 93 seconds to play first half. Centerline ready out of the huddle here. Corday White is the quarterback, and he hands off to Ali. He's got some room to the edge. Stays on his feet, inbounds to the 35-yard line. And so they get about 15 and out to the 35-yard line. First down for Centerline and going out of bounds, stopping the clock at 1:25.
No, that was at one time. The run to the short side of the field worked out for them.
And I think that entire Titan defense was thinking pass like we were.
Yeah.
And so they get the first down, minute 25 to play, first half. White takes the snap, now looking to throw, and gets one into the slot. Bounces off the receiver's hands, nearly picked off, and incomplete. And the intended receiver on that one was Anton Davenport.
And Clay was that defender that had just, I think he might have been a little surprised that it was coming his way. Wasn't ready with his hands up just quite yet.
Second down, 10 yards. 81 seconds left, first half. 28-0 Titans. Handoff is to Ali. Tries to bounce it outside. Stays on his feet. Breaks a tackle there at the 38. And they'll give him 3 yards. And again, bounces out of bounds to stop the clock. And they'll move that back to the 37. So just 2 yards. It'll be third and eight with 1:02. And they keep the clock running.
Maybe they stop forward progress inbounds?
Yeah, it didn't seem like it, but all right.
Kind of looked like he went out willingly.
Yeah. Handoff again. This time through the middle of the line. Bounces outside. Spins away from a tackle. Past the 45 to the 46 for Ali. And that'll be another first down. And they'll stop the clock to move the chains here.
Isaac Mackey with that... It was a tackle from the defensive end position.
They're set, ready to run the play here. Clock starts, 23 seconds. Another give to Ali, and yeah, he can get some yards at the end of this one with a face mask. Saw his neck get stretched.
When you see a head turn like that, looks like he's still down on the field.
So clock stops at 18 seconds. 35-0 Lumen Christi. Just big plays. It is a face mask call against Lumen. No one's shocked by that. It was pretty clear. I don't think it was done egregiously. Obviously just reaching up and got caught in that face mask and couldn't let go. Does give Centerline a chance to go for the end zone here from the 36 in Titan territory after that penalty.
Ali's a quick running back, so he's got those moves. Sometimes a defender just runs past and sticks a paw out there, and sometimes you grab a hold of something you shouldn't.
Four wide receivers, Ali in the backfield. White takes a snap, gives it to Ali. No, keeps. They both kind of ran through the same hole, though, and now at the 34-yard line, will Centerline use their last timeout?
Yes,
and so with 12 seconds left, Centerline can do what they do here one more time. Timeout on the field. We'll keep it here in the broadcast. Thank you to some of our sponsors who include Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning with their 5 touchdowns in the first half for the Titans. It's had plenty of promotion. Thank you to Tom Coffee Softliner. Thank you to AeroQuip Credit Union and Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Alro Metals and Plastics, Double Chiropractic, King's Equipment. Our friends over at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, former Titan wide receiver, Casey Sykes. Bailey Excavating, American Title Company. Thank you to Will B. Transit Mix. I was just fondly recalling and hanging out with Will B. Transit Mix here at Ford Field previously. And thank you to those guys again for that. But thank you for their sponsorship and support of high school sports on the radio even more. And Phelps Towing, unfortunately, I utilized their services recently.
Oh, my job, I've had to call them a few times myself.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. We're ready to go here. Down and distance doesn't really matter with 12 seconds and just pancaked in the backfield. Back to throw and sandwiched between two defenders.
Yep, Cash Cooper and Isaac Mackey both got there at the same time.
And there you go. We'll take it to the half. 35-0 Titans. That's running clock action for the second half, Timmy. We'll see what happens. I didn't think Lumen Christie came out and immediately looked like they were just dominant. They just capitalized on mistakes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They did dominate the battle in the trenches. I think that was clear, and that's made all the difference. And if things go the way they went in the first half and the second half, well, I think that we're going to be sharing player of the game honors between five guys on that offensive line
right,
who are just doing a great job.
I agree.
Well, let's take a three-minute break here on the half. We'll come back and analyze the first half, get ready for the second half. But Titans lead at 35-0 on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. 5-0 on
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fits your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Lumen Christie Titans lead this one. Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers at the half, and Lumen able to capitalize on a special teams turnover, forced fumble, and of course the offense was just able to march when they wanted to, and the big plays as well, gashing a couple times on big touchdowns, a 73-yard TD pass to West Learn that was untouched, and then a 60-yard or so TD for Johnny Walters, and he was touched, but it didn't stop him. That was as powerful a reception touchdown as I've seen in a long time.
I wonder if he wrestles in the wintertime, because he sure did it on a football field.
So, yeah, that was pretty good. We had a one-yard TD for Paul Sattler. We had a one-yard TD for Aiden Gatewood and a five-yard TD for Marianne Clay, I think. Mm-hmm. So just anybody and everybody get involved on the offense. So just great to see this complete Lumen team looking to be firing on all cylinders as they head into the postseason and looking to get out of here very likely with a win and maybe doing it in record time.
Well, what do you do as a centerline defense? Like, you can't just key on one guy.
Right.
You've got plays downfield. You can't cover receivers. And then you've got a couple of running backs that can just run it where they want to go. Up front.
One of the things I always point out for the Lumen Christie coaching staff and the play calling always just seems to – it's progressive. It builds on each play, and, you know, you see something and it looks like you recognize the play, but they know that too, and that play you thought you were going to run is fooling you into not noticing the other play they're running. And I don't know if that was what happened here, but Lumen Christie has just been better than centerline in every aspect of the game, from the offensive line – as you mentioned, getting off the line quickly and getting that push every play so that even on a goal line run with 1 yard to gain, they're pushing them back 2-3 yards into the end zone, and the running back is just waltzing in. So it's just been really the most impressive and the most obvious aspect of the game where Lumen Christie has dominated, and that has set off everything else. The offensive line is just pushing people around down there.
Yep. You can't... You can't really blame a linebacker because those offensive linemen are coming off those blocks from the defensive linemen and getting them hands on the second level. And once you get an offensive lineman on a linebacker, a lot of times it's just not going to end well for the defense.
Yeah, so again, Lumen Christie, we don't take the second half for granted, but at this point it'd be tough to imagine the centerline comeback from a 35-point deficit here. So Lumen Christie were to win today, or hold on here, they will be the number one points team in the playoffs for Division VI and would host, wouldn't have to travel until the semifinals. And so I guess get ready to reserve that spot first in the press box over at Lumen Christie if we can throughout the postseason. Meanwhile, this centerline team was 13th in points in Division IV, so they'll still likely be in the playoffs. This is not going to hurt them bad as far as that goes, but you're going to have to lick some wounds from shutout first half and probably a running clock here for most of the second half. Elsewhere, though, I want to mention Division 5 Michigan Center playing today. Actually, they kick off at 3 o'clock over at Michigan Center. They're currently 16th in Division 5, and a win today, they probably end up maybe with a home game even. It looks like they might not have a chance. Yeah. They end up, because they're Division 5 and the rest of the Cascades Conference is not Division 5, they lose out on a little bit of playoff point activity for that. But still, unbeaten, and they had a three-score win or so against Hanover Horton in the last time they met. So that's, again, probably going to be a time where Michigan Center is expected to win.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Napoleon, as we talk about Division 6, Napoleon 21st locally. Adrian Madison 31st, Nonset 32nd. So those are some playoff teams from the area in Division 6. Division 7, Hanover Horton was 12th. Jonesville 24th, Leslie 26th, and Union City 28th. And out in Division 8, Hudson 1st, but Springport unbeaten with 7-0 win last night against, who was it?
Bronson.
Bronson, thank you. Mm-hmm. So Springport 7th in Division 8 and Manchester 25th. So those should be all your area playoff teams. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break, and we'll get the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment. Second half, not too far off here on WKHM. 35-0, Lumen Christi leads Centerline, and we'll be back. KHM 35.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Kings Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Struggling with a denied Social Security or disability claim? You are not alone. I'm Larry Falzon of Wygott and Falzon. For decades, we've been helping Michiganders navigate the complexities of disability and Social Security claims. We understand the challenges and are here to fight for your rights with a track record of success and a commitment to our clients. We're ready to assist you. Call us today at 877-2-GET-PAID for a free consultation. Wygott and Falzon. Losing is not an option.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
The championship trophies are flying off the shelves as schools in both golf and tennis are starting a busy stretch of fall finals. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The fall championship season is upon us, with Lower Peninsula girls golf and boys tennis handing out trophies. Let's start on the links. In Division I, Northville won a second straight team title. It's their sixth in the last 8 years. Three Mustangs placed in the top seven, helping Northville to the team win. Annie Flavin from Plymouth captured the individual title. In D2, Dexter followed up a runner-up finish last year with a championship this year. The Dreadnoughts were 16 shots in front of second place Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood. Muskegon Reese Puffers, Sophia McCollum took home the individual title. Grand Rapids Catholic Central won a third straight D3 title. The Cougars had three of the top seven individual scores. Lillian O'Grady of Grand Rapids Christian won a second straight individual title. And in Division 4, Grand Rapids North Point Christian won its first ever finals title. The Mustangs finish in front of Lansing Catholic by just one stroke. Napoleon senior Anna McCubbins took home the individual title, her first after qualifying for the finals 4 years in a row. For more on all the soggy action from the Lower Peninsula Girls Golf Finals, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Sault Ste. Marie's Gabe Litzner. He won his fourth straight Upper Peninsula Boys Cross Country Championship, the first to win four straight UP titles since Brimley's Austin Plotkin. Marquette's Ella Fury. She captured her second UP cross country title, posting the fourth fastest time in UP D1 history. Fury's first title came 2 years ago in 2023. And to Grand Blanc quarterback Jake Morrow, he threw for 5 touchdowns and ran for another in a 57-29 win over Davison. The win keeps Grand Blanc undefeated and is the first loss this year for Davison.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We have a field hockey You Make the Call for you today. A penalty stroke is awarded to the white team as time expires in the third quarter, with red leading by 3 goals. Should the official award the penalty stroke? Yes, since this occurred at the end of the third quarter, the official must award the penalty stroke and continue play until it is completed. However, if the same situation happens as time expires in the fourth quarter and red is still ahead by 3 goals, the official shall end the game without awarding the penalty stroke. New this year, if a penalty stroke is called at the end of the game and the outcome cannot affect the result, the game is not extended. A stroke is only taken if it could alter the result. Otherwise, it's game over.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. It's going to be a very busy 8 days of tennis in Midland at the Lower Peninsula Boys Tennis Finals. All 4 divisions are playing at the Midland Tennis Center, which means 1 division is done and 3 more will finish this week. Divisions 2, 3, and 4 will crown champions throughout the week, and Division 1 has already added a team and individual champions to the record books. Troy finished runner-up to Bloomfield Hills each of the past 2 seasons, but the Colts flipped the script this year, winning their first title since 2021. Bloomfield Hills finished second after winning 3 consecutive D1 titles. Troy was led by wins at number 4 singles and numbers 2, 3, and 4 doubles. Rochester's Chad Anderson needed 3 sets to knock off Ann Arbor Pioneers' Grant Miller to claim the championship at number 1 singles. Anderson's championship is the school's first ever at number 1 singles. For more on the Division 1 championship and for updates from Divisions 2, 3, and 4, please be sure to check out all of our tennis coverage at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7, from compact to industrial, and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Good morning, Jackson. This fall, the only thing sweeter than candy corn is finding your dream home.
Don't be worried. The market isn't haunted.
With Corionate Real Estate, it's all treats, like expert advice, staging, and strategy. We're the full-size candy bars.
Don't be spooked by rates or headlines. We've got you covered.
We're Corionate Real Estate. With the Brokerage House, making your next move your best move. Call us today at 517-788-8733.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers at the half here. Titans lead it 35-0, and the halftime is continuing to count down. 15 minutes of countdown time still, and we've got another,
Five, six
minutes of scholastic, what do they call it?
The student athlete
scholastic all Catholic presentations.
Yep. There were, I don't know, does it have a number? They had to have had well over 100 kids.
Yeah, it's been quite a bit, and they all get mentioned by name. It's really cool. I mean, you get a trip to Ford Field, you get to go out at the 50-yard line on the Detroit Lions logo, get your picture taken, and cool thing that they do. It just takes a while here at the half, and we're still a ways from getting started. I do have some scores from last night that we can run down around the Jackson area. If you missed out on these, I'm sure our buddy Luke Moorhead covered those on Sports Saturday earlier if you missed that. But thanks to Luke, our executive producer today. Let's see, Springport 7-0 winners over Bronson, as we mentioned earlier. Jackson Vikings see their season come to an end, 32-10 loss on the road at Hazlett. Penfield edges out Western 35-34, ending a tough year for the Panthers. Meanwhile, Harper Creek 48-16 over Northwest. Chelsea in Division 4, 35-28 win over Linden. And undefeated Hudson 38-0 over Berrien Springs. Concord with a 50-10 win over Bellevue. And Climax got 72-64 over Pittsburgh.
Ooh, that eight-man football is something fun to watch, though. If you guys have a chance, go find somewhere to watch it.
I want to say it was Concord, Vandercook Lake were both playing in that at the time. And I tuned in. Our game had ended early, and I tuned into the other broadcast listening to that game. And I remember the score when I tuned in and thought, man, it's almost over. And it was only a few minutes left, and then they each scored, I think, two or three more times. Yeah. And it's, man, that's a shootout game. It's definitely an exciting, different but exciting brand of football there. Adrian, who we saw beat Jackson, and they have moved into the top 10 rankings in the MHSAA, 27-6 wins over 27-6 win over New Boston. That's a good Adrian team. I'll be interested to see how they fare in the playoffs. Clinton, 48-22 over Ubley. Another score we had there, and I'll just run down. Thanks, by the way, to Greg O'Connor for compiling these for us. Still very involved. Napoleon edges Columbia Central 40-36.
Mm-hmm.
Little rivalry game there. Good win for Napoleon. Grass Lake, meanwhile, 22-6 win over Addison. That's a good feeling for the Grass Lake Warriors, having a tough year this year, but Addison's got to feel a little down in the dumps for them having a tough year this year as well. Homer 56-8 over East Jackson. Leslie 56-2. This says two. That can't be right. But 56-2 win over Vandercook Lake. Jonesville shuts out Manchester 22-0. White Pigeon 46, Stockbridge 20. onset a playoff team. They beat Detroit. Henry Ford 36-16. Hillsdale 27-20 winners over Blissfield. Hillsdale had a tough year this year as well. Marshall 28-7 winners over Coldwater in the Interstate 8. And Tecumseh 41-0 a win over Adrian Madison. Let's see what else we got from good old Greg O'Connor. Pawama Westphalia 35-7 win over Lansing Catholic. You mentioned DeWitt going to be a tough out in the playoffs. 63-7 win over Lansing Everett. Beale City 39-8 over Ithaca. Harper Woods 21-17 winners over Mason. Mason's had a good run going the last few years.
That's a solid win for them.
Yeah. Portland 35-7 over Whitehall. Williamston undefeated in 34-0 win over Redford Thurston. East Lansing 28-14 winners over Holt. Lansing Sexton 45-0 over Lansing Eastern. And then Grand Ledge 63-6 win over Okemos. Ovid Elsie 56-27 over Lansing Waverly. All the Lansing teams repped in the scores here from GOC. And we still have about a dozen kids to be introduced on the field. Olivet 49-14 win over Comstock. Milan 16-14 win over Eaton Rapids. Fowlerville 27-20 over Charlotte. McBain 21-14 over Fowler. Lakewood 33, Ionia 14. St. John's beat Ipsy Lincoln 28-23. Dansville 34-14 win over Vestaberg. And again, that Springport, he got that Springport Bronson score in there one more time. Some other unbeatens around in this one, I don't see any on the list. Grand Rapids Catholic 24, Grand Rapids South Christian 17 is the final in that one. Ludington 48-7 over Tri-Unity Christian. Menominee 1-0 Manistee, because that must be a forfeit. Goodrich 63, Gladwin 42. Hudsonville 28, Granville 25. Gaylord 35-0 win over Sault Ste. Marie. Castech 61 over Temple Bedford 61-0. And then Portage Central 40-8 win over St. Joseph. All from, again, thanks again, GOC. Sending those along. And here at Ford Field, it is 35-0 Lumen Christi at the half. And our final three students, it looks like, Scholastic, all Catholic athletes. Let's go ahead and take another two-minute break. And when we come back, second half action, Titans lead at 35-0 on WKHM.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
Your You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Still at the half here, 35-0, but getting closer to resuming high school football. Titans stretching out near the between the 30 and the 50-yard line and center line down in the end zone here, doing their stretches as well, getting back ready to go. 35-0 Titans, so I believe MHSAA rules have us starting with a running clock here in the second half, so this could be over quickly. Center line does have the capability of getting a big player, too. I mean, I think we saw Ali show again. He was running a little better as the half went on. So if he can come back out and break something big, he's capable for sure, and that speed's going to be tough to catch. Although the Titans' pursuit has been just maniacal. Wilicki having that kind of a, like, career game for a guy with tackles. Sean Wilicki, senior linebacker, has just been in on seemingly every tackle. But we've had big plays across the board defensively for the Titans, making it difficult for center line, and particularly a couple guys on the line, too, getting in there and making things tough in the backfield. Ike Mackey, Nolan Huff has made some plays. Broden Burgess, all making plays. And the defensive backs, Jack Fitzpatrick and Marianne Clay, have both gotten their names called for making nice plays defensively. So the Titans' defense can hold up. The offense will maybe end up with a couple of short fields again and a chance to put this one away.
No, the pursuit and the pressure that the D-line is giving the center line, they just don't have a whole lot of opportunities to throw the ball deep downfield. They tried to roll out a couple of times, and it really didn't seem to work very well for them. And, the most success they had in the passing game was those quick 5-7 little slants and post routes and things like that. And quarterback, well, either of the quarterbacks that we had for center line, none of them really have a five-step drop to throw the ball because, well, they just don't have the time to do that.
Yeah, in the passing game, it had to be quick. I think center line wants to, and you see a lot of teams actually effectively do that, send that quarterback on the move, rolling out to buy him a little time, give him a little vision downfield, and a lot of times you see that work. I wouldn't run that again if I'm center line because of the way the defensive line and those linebackers have penetrated and turned that into just big losses.
Those defensive ends do a really good job of containing any time that a rollout from a quarterback happens. They're getting a little bit of pressure. They're getting down into the offensive backfield a couple of yards to prevent that quarterback from rolling out too far.
And that's, I think, again, a tribute to Luma Christie today and what they do a lot all year is you've got to be perfect. You can beat them, but you've got to be pretty perfect.
Yeah.
You make a mistake, they're there to capitalize. I think we saw more penalties in the first half than the Titans want to do, so I would look for that to be something that you see them do a lot less in the second half. Penalized on a couple of personal fouls. And, I'm sure the coaching staff, if you're looking for something that you want to do different in the second half of a game, you're leading 35-0. That's number one on the checklist.
Yep. Clean, mistake-free football.
The dead ball fouls can hurt you so much. You know, you can forgive a accidental face mask or a false start or something, but when you're hitting somebody out of bounds or something like that, that's not going to fly. Kickoff team is out. Titans ready to go. And it looks like we got Gatewood deep to return. I don't know if it gets down there. And center line, you attempt an onside kick or something right here out of the gate?
I wouldn't.
That's their first kickoff. Fielded at the 18 on the run and getting a great block. Pass the 30 to the 33-yard line on the return for Lumen Christie. And that was...
Was it 23, Burgess?
Broden Burgess. I kept wanting to call him something else, but...
I'm going to have to apologize to all the families of these players that are listening.
Right? First and 10 for Lumen Christie at the 31, and the clock running, and it'll keep going that way with the, again, five scores in the first half, and a lot of it just making good plays, capitalizing on a mishandled kickoff, handoff on first down, and Gatewood right away into the secondary, and still on his feet to the 41, should be first down distance at the 42. And they have not moved the chains yet. I think they're going to stay just a little short, make it second and one.
Darius Wallace, as best as he could to wrestle down that big ball carrier.
So Gatewood getting that first down carry, and I think I see Sattler here on the sideline nearby waiting to get his name called back in. And he came out and talked to the trainer at one point, so maybe if he's less than 100%, they rest him as much as they feel like they can. Quick out pass and caught, and getting past the defender, coming around to the tackle, and that was almost like a horse collar.
Yeah.
He stayed off the face mask. Good job. But they get into centerline territory at the 55, and just a quick throw into the flat. And that's going to be Johnny Walters on the catch and the first down run.
There's a quick little move to get around that the cornerback on coverage. The safety had to come over and clean up.
And, Timmy, at some point we know they have all those JV call-ups, so at 35-0, at some point they're going to start putting those kids into the game. There's a handoff on first and 10 at the 45, and Burgess will carry down to the 41 where they get the stop.
So, you know, we're looking at the roster that we have here. I don't think we have every single player on the field on this roster.
It was funny, even, by the way, shout out to Michael Evoy from the Catholic group that puts on this event for working with me, and he said, hey, you want me to send you that roster? And I said, yes, please. And he goes, even though Lumen's probably going to have about 40 extra kids on it when they come out. And sure enough, they're too deep on the sideline. The handoff to, I think that's Clay on the carry there. It's going to get the first down distance. Second and six, and they got about eight. And it's Clay on the carry, first down. No, that
was
Gatewood.
Yeah, it was Gatewood.
Burgess will come back into the backfield. Gatewood goes to the sideline. First and 10, Titans from the center line, 33. First and 10 from there. We're down to 8:48 to play in the third. 35-0 Lumen.
You'd think how successful this drive will be for Lumen Christi. I think we will be seeing the backups in quite a bit the rest of the half.
I formation. And centerline jumps, and five extra yards on the play for the Titans. Benny Gaston out there with the hard count.
Yeah, they well, as like we've been mentioning all game, that offensive line does such a great job. You don't have to really have a hard cadence. You're going to be successful running whatever play is called.
Well, and they get up to the line, and they get set kind of as one, and you do feel like they have that where they're all just they're moving as one, that offensive line for the Titans. So there's not a guy who's going to take off early very often. Pitch out to the outside, and it's Burgess on the carry and running strong at the end of the run. Gets to the inside the 20, and that'll be first down. Lumen Christi at about the 18-yard line into the red zone again, and the clock running right down to 7:45.
You know, I don't, of all the other games I get to see, I don't get to see many running clocks, so it just kind of looks weird to have just a few amount of plays being ran, and it's already 7:30 in the quarter.
And well, and to be fair, on this drive, Lumen Christie's handed it off and been successful running, so
yeah.
Not a lot of opportunity for it to stop anyway. They would normally stop it when they move the chains, but Gaston under center, hands off again. This time it's Gatewood jumping out to the right side, tries to cut into the middle, and here's a good stop for center line. He'll get a no gain on first down, second and 10 from the 18 for Lumen Christi.
Corday White for center line read that play. jumped in there and took care of business.
That, I'm going to say second down and 9.5. They didn't give him a half a yard on that carry. It was very precise putting that right. Spot.
It is. It's in between the yard markers.
Yep. Gaston, hands off again, and nice run, and we get a flag coming in at the end of the play where they're making the tackle, and they gave that carry again to,
yeah, who was that?
I think we got Max Watusik on the carry, perhaps.
All right.
Or was that Burgess?
I think it was Burgess, yeah.
I see him coming into frame there at the end of the play. Again, we're up seven stories. We're about as far away as you could do a game in Ford Field. And with the help of monitors, we do our best. But and again, it's going to get real tough. We're going to miss a lot of names later because there are probably 30 kids on there whose names we don't have on this roster. But we'll get a chance to maybe see some game time on Ford Field. As the clock continues to run down to 6:26, so we're about halfway through the third quarter, and Lumen Christi has possessed it the entire time now down at the four-yard line after that carry by Burgess, and it's first and goal. There's a run to the fullback, and he'll take it in. 4 yards to pay dirt, and that's Owen Powers on the carry and the touchdown for Lumen Christi, and I think that's been one of the cool things today, Timmy, is that it's six touchdowns now for Lumen Christi, six different players scoring.
Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm sure it's someone that doesn't get a whole lot of runs up the middle during the season. You had kind of mentioned that earlier. I don't know if it was on air or off the air, but it was all the experience that these kids are having previously on this field.
There's the extra point. Held, good, kick, good. And just like that,
he's
6:05. We're at 42-0 Titans. We'll take a 30-second break and kick it off again on WKHM next.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. 42-0 Lumen Christi Titans. Another touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning on that 4 yard run for Powers. And here we go with another kickoff coming from the Titans. 6:05 to play third quarter. They still got a couple of games to do here at Ford Field today for the Catholic High School League event, the Prep Bowl, as they call it. Really cool logo. Like, that's a professional designed logo. That's really cool.
Who is it? Ann Arbor, Father Gabriel Richard is playing Allen Park Cabrini at 4:30. And then the good one, which if I were any younger and could stick around Detroit, I could stay up late. I'd watch Detroit Catholic Central against Detroit Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Which both of those teams would be, or actually I think all four of those teams coming up are going to go into the playoffs, and I'm guessing be successful.
Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting. I'll need to go back over that Lumen Christi schedule this year and just make sure I watch all of those teams who makes it the deepest in the postseason, because the schedule for Lumen Christi was just obscenely talented this year, and for Lumen Christi to come out and compete the way they did was just impressive all year long, and to schedule up a murderer's row of teams like that, you just don't see that often. But I was chatting with some Lumen guys who were getting ready to leave town and head this way, and they said, you know, we always ride together, whether it's Illinois, Toledo, Canada, whatever. Kickoff is squibs down to the 20, carried up to the 30 for center line and knocked out of bounds there. And again, the running clock gets going. And center line with a chance to put up some points here. And you get into the second half of a game like this, you're down 42-0. You know, your mindset changes a little bit. Are we competing to win? Let's compete to score. You know, let's do, set up a goal. Can we get one score?
You get one first down, two first downs. You get a good drive together. But then for both of these teams, obviously we mentioned that center line's still 7-1. They will be in the playoffs. So now health could be an issue. You want to keep everybody healthy. You don't want to have anybody injured going into the pre-districts next week.
They do hand it off, and there's Ali again. You can see the speed, and you can see the talent. when he carries the ball, and just you can see how good Lumen Christie has done to keep a guy that good bottled up.
Yeah. It's a quick, shifty runner, but if you're disciplined on defense and you stay in your gaps and your linebackers are reading their keys, you will be able to stop a player like him.
And they keep that contain on the outside so he can't beat them to the edge. And they pursue that play, too, when they try to go outside. There's a delay, and Fizzy is going to run it. Oh, and brought down from behind, and it came loose at the end, but they're going to say he was down before that. And Matthew Fizia, who came out late in the first half in favor of a different quarterback, now back in there, and he decides to scramble on that play and takes a hit, but did get some yardage, and it'll be third and about three for center line.
At this point, you're kind of rooting for the offense just to get a first down and give them a little momentum here.
Say what you will, I'm rooting for the clock to stay running. Fizia hands off to Ali. He's going to get first down distance past the 30 and out to the 35. Let's see where the spot comes in exactly, but they'll give him the 36, it looks like. First down for center line, and Ali does not look big. Quick
no.
for sure, shifty for sure, but he ran strong at the end of that run, finished it off, and gets him into closer to midfield at the 36. He goes off the field. His shoulder pad was coming out of his jersey there.
You got to get that fixed.
Shotgun Fizia, and he hands off again. Wallace, the runner on the play, and he'll get about two. Darius Wallace Jr. for center line. Ali and Wallace will both be back next year as a couple of junior class guys. So whatever you get out of them today, you got to be pleased with and know that, we're going to be pretty good next year, too. Obviously, it's 11 guys on each side of the football that you have to have play well as well, but you like to have a couple skill guys that can be explosive.
As long as you know you've got something to build on next year.
Mm-hmm. Fizia looking to throw a second down, gets it into the slot. Pass up a little high, well covered by Lumen Christie.
Is that Brennan Brogan? Really good pass breakup on that one.
And pass up maybe just a little high. You get that guy with the defender on his back, and you like to get that catch that one in the numbers a little bit.
Yeah, but a little bit lower.
Yep. But Brogan, again, good coverage, blanketing coverage.
That defender's got to go through the player to defend a ball that's a little lower, and sometimes you'll get a pass interference call.
Empty backfield here. Ali in the slot. Fizia looking to throw. Goes to Ali on the out route. Caught. Now he turns and faces. He'll get stopped. Great defense to stay with that, keep that offensive player in front of you.
Owen Powers, yeah. He was he kind of seen Ali kind of dance around back and forth. He didn't bite for any of those fakes.
They bring fourth down about three. So we're down to 2:24 to go in the third as the clock continues to run. Fizia, empty backfield again with five wide. And he's been able to step back, kind of get it away. There's one coming across the field as Ali passed the first down marker, caught in Titan territory at the 47-yard line. He's hit and brought down, but not before he gets first down distance for center line. Good patience there by Fizia. He did have a little pressure at the end of that, but gets the throw away and on target for, again, Ali, who continues to be the main offensive weapon for center line.
The offensive line did a quite a bit better of a job holding back that defensive line to give him some time to throw.
I think they like having that five wide with the empty backfield because one less guy in the pass rush. They hand off to Ali on first down, and he's going to go past the 45 down to the 43. And so about 5 yards on first down, second and five from there. Center line sustaining a drive here. We're down to 1:23 to play. And we can stop the clock with an injured player down. And that is Ali with 1:22 to go. And trainer's going to come out on the field for him. Maybe a cramp?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't think you'd get a cramp this time of year. But then being indoors, it's not the 40 degrees like it is outside.
Yep, he bounces up. I'll tell you what. Maybe that's one of those times where you're Ali and they've been making you run it, throwing to you.
I'm just going to sit down for a minute.
Let me get a breather. I've heard tell of that happening from time to time.
You see a player tapping their helmet. They want to come off the field, and the coach is telling them, no, stay out there. And then, okay, well, fine, I'll just do it myself and have a seat.
So he will, looks like, get a break for this play. Three to the left for Physia and one to the right. Backfield is Wallace, and he's in pass protect. And Physia, under pressure, tries to kind of just... I've seen the NFL guys try that pass.
Just a shovel pass, like a basketball chest pass, yeah, type thing. I think who was that... trying to see who was getting some pressure on there. There was a couple of defensive linemen in there.
Because I think Physia wanted to run, and then he was immediately...
Yeah.
They collapsed on him, and he decided to get rid of it. And he did have a guy there for a moment, but really it just was incomplete to nobody.
Was it old Brett Favre play?
Yeah.
Brett Favre one of the first ones to try to shovel past that?
I think so. Five wide, empty backfield, Physia. Third down and five. Rolling out, throws, gets it to the sideline. And to Ali, who goes out of bounds but short of the sticks. And so it'll be fourth down and one now for Centerline. And if he had his druthers, he might have been able to just step his feet over sideways and get a couple more yards and get the first down. End of third quarter, though. 42-0 Titans. 60-second break, and we'll get our final quarter of action in coming up on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Leon, fourth down, and maybe he knew something we didn't. He gets the extra carry, does get the distance needed to move the chains, and it's first down center line from the Lumen Christi 36.
That was a quick snap and handoff, and he got it.
Just enough. Four wide. No, three wide. That wing steps up to the line there. And shotgun for Physio, looking for the play from the sideline. Snap a little high, hands off to Ali. He's hit at the line, and then good wrap up and tackle to bring him down.
Yep.
And it's contact making the stop for no gain.
That's a good, solid tackle. Use that shoulder, keep your head up, wrap him. Which is easier said than done. I've tried it.
Looks like a round of substitutions for the Titans. From the, I'll put him at the 45-second, we'll call it 9. Shotgun with two backs for Physia. And he will look to throw, looking left. Now lets one go to the right sideline, one-on-one. And, good adjustment to the ball. But the defender stayed with it, got the arms, and it's incomplete. And that looked like it was going to be caught.
Oh, Mark Nunn.
Yeah.
He did. He had a good play on that ball.
The cover stayed with it, and they bring him down incomplete. Third down and 9 now for center line, and a few times they've been to a third down and fourth down situation on this drive and have managed to get the yards to gain. 10:04 to play, 42-0 Titans, and here's a third down and 9 for center line. And I gotta imagine they're gonna take two tries to get this first down.
Yep.
I don't think we'll see another punt from the old Panthers here. Back to pass and looking, going basically the same play, this time with double coverage, but he's got a step and just off his hands. The throw was there. Couldn't squeeze it. Incomplete.
That was none again, I believe. He was he had a step, maybe even a step and a half, and
none is how many touchdown catches just, he has today.
Man,
he did it. It looked, and it was double coverage over there.
Yeah,
so it looked like a bad choice, but he emerged kind of a step ahead, and just goes off his hands and incomplete. So we'll get a fourth down and nine here, and a little formation change. They'll split one receiver very far wide left. I believe that's Anton Davenport. And that's Nunn still on the right. Ali in the backfield. That's who they got for fourth and nine. Snap, looking to throw. Fizia looking to his left. Now rolling out. Gets away from pressure. Throws the middle of the field. Caught by Wallace. And he's got the line to gain again. First down center line at the 24-yard line. And again, good job by Fizia to kind of escape pressure there and get that pass away into the middle of the field in traffic and able to find the right guy.
Fourth and nine, he ran a 10-yard route. Got that first down.
Nice catch by Wallace. And again, keep things moving here. So down to 8:23 to play in the fourth quarter, and still centerline continues to move the sticks. Although I got it. It looked like play action, but he does give it off to Ali, and he's going to spin away from a couple guys. Worked real hard for 3 yards. And actually only two, so it would be second down and eight. But Wallace got that first down, stood up and kind of did the first down signal. And when you're down 42 to nothing, you kind of keep those things to yourself. I think that's just, at this point, force of habit sometimes for those guys.
Yep. You got some of the defenders telling them, hey, look at the scoreboard.
Yep.
You can be excited for that first down, but think about it.
Fizia looking to throw, goes right side for Wallace. Catches, hit immediately. Give him a yard.
Yep.
On the play, Titans keeping everything in front of them right now. We're down to the 7:34 mark in the fourth quarter. Still 42-0 in Lumen Christi, but we're at the 20-and-a-half-yard line here for third down for centerline.
That was one of number 25, one of those underclassmen we do not have on our roster.
And a lot of cushion for that slot receiver. Then we get a flag coming in, and they're going to line up off sides. Is that?
Kind of look like it.
That's the signal. So to go against Lumen, so it'll make it a third down and much more manageable, about 1.5 yards at the 15-and-a-half-yard line. It's not even half. Like, it's just there's a little green between the line and the ball.
Didn't change the formation at all on the offense.
6:55, and they snap. Looking to throw. Batted down and almost intercepted. Great individual effort there.
Who was that? Is it 88?
Jet Esterline.
Yeah.
Coming off the edge, got his hands up in the passing lane, and it went up in the air, and he almost able to make that catch and interception. That would have been a tremendous highlight-worthy play there.
Sometimes it's really hard to do when you're tipping a ball up. You're trying to locate where the ball went.
Takes the snap, hands off to Ali on fourth and short, and they had him, and he's able to just escape the tackler to get the first down distance to the 12-yard line. As we tick down to 6:10 to play, and again, defender had him, couldn't bring him down. That's a tribute to, again, Ali, still running hard, trailing 42-0 and good conditioning and, again, athleticism.
We do not have a number 24 either.
Yeah, we're going to start missing out on some of these names. Snap, Fizia looking to throw, going one-on-one, fader out to the corner. Caught!
Yes.
Touchdown, center line, and it's Corday White with a reception. Covered well.
Yeah, yes it was.
What a well-thrown ball and a nice hands on that play for White.
He was getting real close to the sideline in the end zone, but kept his feet in. Well, there you go. Something that you can hang your hat on if you're center line.
Clock stops at 5:40 with the touchdown. Extra point try coming. Still 42-6 Titans lead, and And Christie will get the football back. Now are you center line? Do you try to onside kick it?
Well, depends on who's out there, I guess.
First points, first extra point attempt. That one looks good. Chip shot is through. We'll take a 30-second break and kick it off again when we come back. 5:40 to play. Titans lead a 42-7. That touchdown for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Play Titans lead.
Experience local military history at Michigan's Military Heritage Museum, telling the stories and honoring Michigan's service members in peace and war, with exhibits ranging from pre-statehood through the War on Terror. The museum is operated on an all-volunteer basis and is always looking for items to help tell the story. Michigan's Military Heritage Museum in Jackson, near the corner of Wisner and Wildwood, open Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 4. This message is brought to you by Bailey Excavating.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers, final 5:40 of this one. Titans lead at 42-7, and look forward to seeing whose numbers will get to point out for the offense. It's kind of a Lumen Christie tradition to get ahead this far and kind of get other guys in there and still many times be able to move the football
yep.
that second string and even sometimes some JV call-ups. Final game, again, of the regular season for playoff purposes. Titans will likely go into the Division VI playoffs with the most playoff points. And onside kick attempt. And gets to the sideline and out of bounds, and so it'll be a penalty flag. That was close, though.
He had a chance. Couldn't really tell who that was.
Is there a rule about running halfway and then stopping and then kind of resetting and starting again? That looked like that had to be some sort of procedural penalty against center line. No call, and Titans will probably decline the flag and just take the football where it went out of bounds at the 41. Is that their
marking,
option?
Marking it at the 40.
Yeah, it could,
Yeah, now they're talking about it.
I say, the kid holding the number sign there, the...
Oh, on the chain gang.
Yeah, he's got to be 13?
Maybe.
Maybe younger. He's doing an okay job.
Yeah. 45.
Oh, we just got an update. Hanover Horton right now, 8-0 lead over Michigan Center.
Ooh.
Could be an upset. Handoff Titans on first down again. Well blocked and moving away from a tackle down to the 45-yard line. Close to a first down on his first carry of the game. And 25, a number that we know we don't have on our roster. And I don't know everybody's name.
No.
But a nice run. And they do move it first down. We're down to 4:24.
You had just said it. Doesn't matter who's going in. They're going to be successful. That's exactly what happened.
Well, maybe center line taking the opportunity to get some other guys on the field
I'm
here, too.
I'm trying to look at theirs also. I'm not seeing any of their players on this roster.
There's a snap. And handing off and hit pretty quickly. He'll get about a yard on first down there. And...
That was Cordae White with that tackle.
So he's definitely been a starting lineup guy. Cordae White had a nice day for center line. As if anybody, I mean, Ali has looked good. Cordae White stood out a little bit. And other than that, it's been just all Lumen. And they're taking their time here. We got 3:35 to go. Still 42-7 Titans. Handoff and stopped for just a short gain, perhaps. Marion Clay on the carry. And that'll bring a third down for Lumen Christie from the 44.
And they're swapping in four or five players every play. Well, center line's defense stays out there. No substitutions.
And... inside of 3 minutes now in the game. Clay gets to play from the sideline. Is he going to now be quarterback?
Well, why not?
They are going to put him under center.
third and 9.5.
And makes the handoff. Gets to the edge. Going to get first down distance. Yeah. He's there to the 35. To the 33 and brought down. Again, number 25.
That was
nameless on our roster.
But good run.
Another good run. Well blocked again by the,
yep.
Assume a few backup Titan offensive linemen. And with time down to the 2:17 mark, 42-7 our score.
Clay's going to continue to be the quarterback.
I formation, number 25, the deep back. Clay hands off fullback this time.
Oh, he fumbled.
And fumbled and recovered by centerline, it looks like. And that is the call.
Yeah, well, it was
for his benefit, we don't have his number on the roster either, so we can't call out who made the fumble. But Lumi Chris, you know what they did on that was enough to move the football down, flip the field a little bit, and so centerline have 90 seconds. They still have three timeouts if they want to stop it and extend the game here, but again, we're about 84 seconds away from the conclusion here.
And I'm about 90% confident that a lot of those offensive linemen were underclassmen because I could not find them on the roster either. So good job to those boys.
Shotgun for center line, snapped it, and handed off. Spinning and brought down. And that was Titus Yang, on the carry. So center line is going a little bit into there. A little deeper into their roster.
Owen Powers, another tackle on defense.
And I think it might be Quentin Nichols taking the snaps. So another quarterback seeing some time. And again, it's a loss in this game. It feels big. It's at Ford Field, but center line's got to see what they can know and get ready for the first week of the playoffs. And there's a pass to Wallace, and he gets away a little bit.
That was a quick little throw out there by the backup.
16 seconds if centerline wants to run one more. 11 seconds. This will be our last play. Taking the snap. Lefty quarterback throwing it out. Up for grabs. And incomplete. Couldn't complete the catch. Went down to the ground with it, but lost it on the bounce. And zeros on the scoreboard. Our final from Ford Field. 42-7. Lumen Christi Titans get their sixth win on the year. Look to go into the playoffs with the most playoff points in Division 6 and host some games. I heard Buchanan batted around as a potential opponent. We'll wrap up things here from Ford Field shortly. Let's go ahead and take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll give you our final thoughts and wrap it up from Ford Field. The Titans, again, 42-7 victors on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Good morning, Jackson. This fall, the only thing sweeter than candy corn is finding your dream home.
Don't be worried. The market isn't haunted.
With Corionate Real Estate, it's all treats, like expert advice, staging, and strategy. We're the full-size candy bars.
Don't be spooked by rates or headlines. We've got you covered.
We're Corionate Real Estate.
With the Brokerage House, making your next move your best move. Call us today at 517-788-8733.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers, the post game here as Lumen Christi wins it 42-7. One touchdown late in the game for Centerline. All Titans the rest of the way in a short second half with a running clock. And That's the thing I love about Lumen Christi is they're so into the time management, the game management, that in the second half they'll go out and have a long drive. Let's do a long drive down for a score. You know, it doesn't benefit us to have this game last any longer than it has to. We can get home a little earlier. You know, we can risk our players getting injured and just well executed, well operated by this veteran and experienced coaching staff for the Titans. 42-7, they win it. Player of the game. I'm gonna pull the card and my authority here and just say we're gonna give that player of the game to Sean Wilicki.
Yeah,
he was in on so many plays. There's gonna be honorable mention for the offensive line for the Titans and the defensive line too. But Wilicki just early in that game in on so many tackles. I bet he had 12 or 15 tackles at least today.
Just in the first half.
And so he was vital to keeping the center line offense off the field. And again, the score, I guess, accurately reflects Lumen was that much better than them today.
Yeah.
But the special teams turnover, unintentional onside kick, kind of, you know, the unintentional kick reception there, and then capitalized on a fumble and having the short field twice in that first half got them to that 35-0 lead really quickly. And so we knew we had the running clock coming in the second half, and Lumen Christi was that much better than Centerline, in my opinion. And so it was a good thing that we had the running clock and didn't have to draw this game out any longer than it needed to be. And Centerline, good-looking athletes, and against lesser teams, I'm sure they do a great job. Average over 32 points a game on the season, but Lumen Christi was just another level of football today.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Centerline does win their first playoff game. Depends on the pairings and who they're playing and where they have to travel, things like that. But I wouldn't be surprised with even one or two wins
right
into the playoffs for Centerline. Lumen Christi, obviously, is everybody's expectations always to get back here on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep, so once again, I'll be planning to work that weekend and make another drive out here. It was nice today. The road conditions are great. Some of those Thanksgiving weekend games have been some difficult travel conditions, but we'll deal with it if we have to. In the meantime, you got to win the games to get there, and Lumen looked like Buchanan was, again, who a few people mentioned as a potential matchup for them in the first round out at Lumen Christi. And yeah, great game today. Again, I had 73-yard touchdown pass to Wes Learned, 60-yard touchdown reception for Walters, and touchdown runs for Marion Clay, Paul Sattler.
Gatewood had
Aiden
one.
Aiden Gatewood, and then Powers.
Yep.
Ended up with one, too. So seven touchdowns, all different guys. And just a fun day.
That shows you that the players up front It doesn't matter who's running the ball. It's going to be successful.
Yeah, and it goes to something I said at the beginning of the game. This is a very complete team across the board for Lumen Christi. They get contributions from everyone, and they've had times where they've had one player that maybe stood out as a little more dynamic, and they feed that guy when he's there. And this team feels like maybe one guy that doesn't stand out because everybody is playing up to that level, and it's just nice that they have that many tools and weapons that they can use going to the postseason. And I don't want to be too bold, but I'd be hard pressed to pick anyone to beat Lumen in Division VI.
Not that I've seen. Nope.
Almont, we'll see. They're ranked number one. They're unbeaten, and that'll be the matchup I'm kind of looking out for. There's some other teams out there that can challenge. But gosh, I wouldn't bet against Lumen playing home games until the semis. So we'll figure out when and where. But Lumen should be out at their home field next week. Could be Halloween night. Could be the following night. But wherever they go, that's where we'll be. Meanwhile, Michigan Center Hanover Horton. Last update I had was 8-0 Comets. You can catch the rest of that game over at K105.3 or online at K105.3.com. In the meantime, we'll wrap it up here from Ford Field. Lumen Christi 42, Centerline 6. And Tim, thanks for coming out. Your first time.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Being up here. I mean, Ford Field, Metallica. You said you haven't been here for a Lions game.
I've been here for high school football, concerts, a few other things, college football games, never a Lions game. So maybe one of these days I am just going to have to get over here.
Yeah, tough to get these seats, this location for a Lions game, but if ever we could, I'd be happy to. I'll have to see who I can. I need to make some connections here at Ford Field before we leave. Heading back to Jackson. We'll get there safely. And thanks again to Luke Moorhead in the studio, our executive producer. For Tim Reimers, I'm Steve Boyle. Thank you, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Thank you, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and all of our sponsors. And have a great rest of your day, and go blue. All of our sponsors.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.